The Czech Defence Minister Vlasta Parkanová said on Tuesday that the Czech government has decided to withdraw from a deal to buy armoured personnel carriers from an Austrian arms producer. It is not just any contract, but, at over $1 billion, one of the biggest in the history of the Czech army. Jan Richter reports.
One of the biggest deals in the history of the Czech army is over. At a closed meeting last week, the Czech government decided to pull out of a deal worth 20 billion crowns, or more than $1.1 billion, to buy 199 armoured personnel carriers from the Austrian manufacturer Steyr Daimler Puch, a part of the US-based General Dynamics Corporation. Andrei Čirtek is the spokesman for the Czech Defence Ministry.
The contract was cancelled due to the long delay, which would take, in ideal case, first half of the year 2008, and first 17 APCs should have been delivered to Czech Army until the end of November 2007.
Jan Vidim, the head of the Chamber of Deputies Defense Committee, said on Tuesday that besides being late and not having passed the test required by the Czech Ministry of Defense, the contract was faulty from the very start. He says the Czech army needs different types of vehicles rather than just 208 wheel Panther carriers.
I'm simply convinced that the Czech army cannot make good use of these 199 carriers. What we need is six wheelers, armored four wheelers, and a number of different types of vehicles. Buying 199 8 wheeled vehicles was wrong.
Defense Ministry spokesman Andrei Čirtek says that they will wait for the reaction of Steyr before taking any further steps. The Steyr Daimler Puch press office declined to comment on Wednesday in anticipation of a meeting with Czech Ministry of Defense officials. The Steyr Daimler Puch company won the contract in 2006, when Karel Kühnel was the defense minister. At the time, his ministry was heavily criticized for concluding such a big deal, as it was obvious that Mr. Kühnel would not remain in the post for long. Jan Vidim again.
I think that it was very bold to sign the contract after losing general elections. The minister acted on the opinion of the general staff of the Czech army, which put forth its demands. I believe that the ministry should have revised those demands. I'm really worried that the expensive APCs could end up in storage.
Spokesman Andrei Čirtek says the defense ministry does not expect that the Austrian arms producer will contest the government's decision in a court of arbitration.
The contract was between Ministry of Defense and Czech company. So we don't see, according to our legal expertise, that there is any possibility of international arbitration.
Andrei Čirtek ending that report by Jan Richter.